Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Speed Reading Faster Maximize, Your Success in Business and Study by Jan Sisek is a practical skills guide in the speed reading and accelerated learning category. It is designed for readers who face large volumes of text in study, professional work, or personal reading and want to process material more efficiently without losing comprehension, rather than presenting speed reading as a single shortcut. The book treats it as a trainable set of habits involving attention, eye movement, word grouping, selective reading, and comprehension checking. Its purpose is both instructional and applied. Readers are encouraged to practice techniques directly through exercises, articles, and quizzes. The book is especially oriented toward academic and business contexts, where reading faster is useful only if the reader can still identify key information, retain what matters, and adjust pace according to difficulty. Its emphasis on structured practice gives it a workbook quality, making it less a theoretical discussion of reading and more a methodical guide to improving reading performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading speed is treated as a flexible skill rather than a fixed personal trait. A central idea in Speed Reading Faster is that reading pace can be trained, measured, and adapted. The book does not imply that faster reading is simply a matter of forcing the eyes to move more quickly across a page. Instead, it frames speed as the outcome of several coordinated behaviors, maintaining attention, reducing inefficient rereading, recognizing patterns of meaning, and choosing an appropriate level of detail. This matters because many readers assume they are naturally slow or fast when much of their pace is shaped by habits developed over years. The practical implication is that improvement begins with awareness. A reader who notices where attention drifts, where the eyes return unnecessarily, or where every word is treated as equally important can begin to change the process. The book is therefore useful for business and study because those settings often require different speeds within the same task. A project report, textbook chapter, or briefing document may contain sections that deserve careful reading and others that can be scanned for relevance. Speed becomes a controlled reading strategy, not a universal race through text. Secondly, chunking words reduces the burden of word-by-word processing. One of the book's most important techniques is chunking, the practice of reading meaningful groups of words rather than isolated words one after another. The reasoning behind this approach is straightforward. Fluent readers do not normally construct meaning by treating each word as a separate unit. They recognize phrases, patterns, and relationships. By expanding the unit of attention from single words to short clusters, the reader can reduce the mental effort spent on decoding and devote more effort to understanding. This is especially relevant for study and professional reading, where fatigue often comes not only from quantity but from the repetitive strain of slow, linear processing. Chunking also supports smoother eye movement. If the eyes pause on every word, reading becomes fragmented and comprehension can suffer because ideas are not held together long enough. When words are grouped, the reader is more likely to grasp the structure of a sentence and move through it with continuity. The technique is not presented as a magic increase in speed.
It requires practice because readers must learn to trust wider units of perception while still checking that meaning remains clear.
Peripheral vision and eye movement are trained to make reading more efficient. The book gives attention to the physical mechanics of reading, especially how the eyes move and how much text the reader can perceive at once. Efficient reading depends partly on reducing unnecessary fixations, regressions, and narrow visual focus. By encouraging readers to open their peripheral vision, the book aims to help them take in more words during each pause of the eyes. This does not mean seeing an entire line perfectly at once. Rather, it means widening the reader's usable field of attention so that fewer stops are needed and the movement across the page becomes smoother. Eye movement patterns are important because inefficient motion can create the feeling of slow comprehension, even when the reader understands the content. If the eyes frequently jump backward, linger without purpose, or track unevenly, cognitive energy is spent managing the page rather than understanding the material. Training these mechanics gives speed reading a practical foundation. The reader is not only told to read faster, but is given ways to examine how visual habits affect speed, concentration, and fatigue. This makes the method concrete and observable. Fourthly, selective reading helps readers match effort to the value and risk of the material. Speed Reading Faster is careful to distinguish efficient reading from indiscriminate skimming. A major practical lesson is that different texts require different levels of attention. A contract, technical manual, academic argument, or dense business proposal cannot be treated in the same way as a familiar article or general background text. The book's emphasis on identifying key information helps readers decide where to accelerate, where to slow down, and where to reread deliberately. This is a crucial distinction because poor speed reading advice can encourage superficiality. In academic and professional environments, missing a qualifier, condition, or definition may create more work later. Selective reading, therefore, functions as a risk management skill. The reader first considers purpose. Are they surveying, locating facts, comparing arguments, or mastering detail? Once the purpose is clear, pace can be adjusted. This makes the method more realistic than approaches that treat words per minute as the only goal. The benefit is not merely finishing more pages, but allocating attention in proportion to importance. That approach is particularly valuable when reading lists, reports, and research materials exceed available time. Lastly, comprehension checks keep speed gains tied to retention and understanding. A distinctive strength of the book is its use of practice exercises and quizzes to connect technique with comprehension. Speed reading can easily create a misleading sense of progress if the reader measures only pace. Moving quickly through text is not useful if the result is vague familiarity rather than reliable understanding. The book addresses this by encouraging readers to test whether comprehension survives the increase in speed. This gives the training process a corrective mechanism. If a technique produces faster page turning but weaker recall, the reader has evidence that the approach needs adjustment. In this sense, the book treats speed and comprehension as variables that must be balanced, not as enemies. The exercises also reinforce the idea that reading improvement is cumulative. Concentration, visual range, chunking, and selective reading become more effective when repeatedly applied and checked. For students, this supports better study habits because retention matters for exams, writing, and discussion. For professionals, it supports more dependable decision-making because reading often feeds into actions, recommendations, and judgments. The quizzes and drills make the book closer to a training manual than a general essay on productivity. In conclusion, speed reading faster is best suited to students, professionals, and serious general readers who need to manage demanding reading loads and are willing to practice rather than merely collect tips. Students can benefit from its attention to textbooks, academic materials, retention, and deciding when to skim or slow down. Professionals can use its methods to approach reports, briefings, emails, proposals, and background documents with clearer purpose and more efficient attention. Avid readers may also find value if they want to read more, without turning reading into a purely mechanical task. Its practical benefit lies in combining speed with comprehension, concentration, and decision-making about reading purpose. Intellectually, it encourages readers to see reading as an active process, shaped by visual habits, attention, and strategy. Compared with many speed reading books, it stands out for its workbook-like seriousness and its reluctance to present speed as a quick trick. The focus on chunking, peripheral vision, eye movement, selective reading, and comprehension checks gives the book a structured training orientation. Readers looking for a highly motivational or anecdotal style may find it dry, but those who prefer methodical guidance are likely to appreciate its emphasis on measurable practice. Its realistic positioning is as a practical, disciplined manual for reading faster while preserving understanding. If you would like to support Jan Cisek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.